On today's episode, we discuss some news, including Disney's Magical Express ending and the modification of extra magic hours. We also break down our first day at Festival of the Arts and what we got to experience. This is episode 331 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello everybody and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee and I'm joined as usual by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm good, Jared. How are you?
This is news to me. I did not know you were well.
I am okay.
We have not spoken all day long.
I'm glad. It'd be funny if we actually hadn't. We'd be like, I'll see you at 9 for the podcast.
To keep it authentic, it's like we can't speak all day. I want to... Wouldn't know.
Like you can't see the bride before the wedding. You can't see the wife before the podcast.
You can't see your wife. You can't see whoever you're podcasting with during the day. Because when you say how's it going, it needs to be like I did not know that happened today.
It's very genuine.
I mean, it would be very genuine.
Anyway,
that's true. So we just fake it now. We just say because we're kind of around each other basically all day long.
I'm so sick of you.
Well, okay.
No,
I understand. Yeah, so I mean actually it's pretty busy Disney News Week after some slower ones. And we got to do Festival of the Arts this past weekend.
We did.
Which is cool. So I will say we'll obviously talk about it more, but Festival of the Arts, I know it's your favorite. Mm-hmm. It's becoming like, I think part of mine of liking Food and Wine, it's just kind of like That was the festival that was going on when I kind of like really started loving going to Disney.
Right.
Because I just remember, like, I do remember the first, like, we went, it was like late, it wasn't late, but it was like at night. I remember Wilson Phillips was playing.
Yep.
What's that song they have?
Hold On.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that was the first time I had like the Schaffenhofer, however you say that, Schaffenhofer beer.
Schaffenhofer.
In Germany. My mind was blown. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I had this food. So like, I think part of it may just be nostalgia that I still hold on to that, but I really do enjoy Festival of the Arts. I think it's definitely the most diverse. Like, there's so many different things you could do. Like, obviously, Food and Wine. Yeah. Usually they have the seminars when it's not COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. But yeah, Festival of the Arts, like the art stuff, I really enjoy. So,
well, and it's all art, visual arts, practical arts, performing arts.
Yeah.
You know, all
the
of that.
The chefs, by the way, those, I forget, the
culinary arts.
The janitors is what they're called?
Jamators.
Jamators. That would make more sense. Than just janitors. That would make a lot of sense. That'd be
the janitors?
Yeah.
Where can I find the janitors? It's like your French, like, or something.
Fancy.
Where are the janitors?
I believe that would be your French janitors, would be your janitors.
Janitors.
No, those guys are good. They play over there in Canada.
Yeah.
Because you went off, you were getting some food.
I was getting food.
And they started, and I was like, I want to go see them. And I was like, okay, when are they? And like, they're really good. Like, I was actually, I know they've been there before, but.
Well, we're going to talk about that more later, right?
I didn't know if we were going to talk about that specifically or not, but I was just going to mention that they were good.
Okay.
All right. Well, I suppose before we get into the episode, we'll talk about all the, like, Magical Express, like we mentioned, ending, or at least we'll see if there's anything following behind that in terms of what Disney will do. Before we do that, we'd want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have Trip Tales, which is Jamie has once a month. And that one's live this month, correct?
Nope. Club 32 already had it.
Okay.
Everybody else in the regular podcast feed will get it on Monday.
Okay. There you go. Out on Monday. Diz Dudes will return at some point, undetermined, but that will return. And then we always have Club 32. So if you, like, we're live streaming right now, so you can be a part of Club 32. You can go to ctmvip.com and see all the perks there and check that out. Plus, you get 20% off merchandise, which I'll mention we have a new shirt release, so you can check that out there. And before we get anything else, we should mention our travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney, Universal, or anywhere in between, you can go to travelwithzip.com, and there's a quick form there you can fill out telling what you want to do, where you want to go, and they will get you hooked up with an agent, and they will make your life easier, and you can have a great trip. And again, you don't have to pay anything extra for it. So that's the nice perk about it. I mean, basically, it's, you know, it's kind of like getting free help because Disney and Universal, whoever, they pay them commission. So, and if you're like, mm-hmm. our lovely agent left us a nice little gift at our resort.
She did, yeah.
And I mean, granted, they did lose it first and then they found it, but that's fine.
That was funny.
But yeah, go to travelwithzip.com and check that out. So, and before we go, we do have a new shirt release. Mentioning it, we're live right now in Club 32, so this is getting to Club 32 first. But you go to ctmshirts.com. We have the new, Jamie's wearing it right now, the new Punzi shirt, the Lost Princess Frying Pan Company. Mm-hmm. There you go.
For your own video, you can see.
And we also have some Mando hats. So we got one of the Where I Go, He Goes, and then the Clan of Two. So there's kind of some fun ones there. So we got that released this month. And we're going to do monthly releases. So this one was going to get released last week, and obviously last week had some things going on, so that did not happen. But again, go to ctmshirts.com. You check those out. And if you're in Club 32, you get 20% off of shirts. So go check it out. Okay, let's get to the news.
Okay.
Okay, obviously the first one here. I guess the big one. Disney's Magical Express is ending in 2022.
It is ending in 2022. They announced this, I believe it was Tuesday. Is that right? Yeah, it was Tuesday of this week. Mm-hmm. And there was a Disney Parks blog article that came out about it. And there were some other articles written about it as well. But I'm going to refer to Disney's, you know, communications manager in what he said. So it says, vacationers have more options to choose from than ever for transportation, including rideshare services that save time and offer more flexibility to go where they want, when they want. In light of this shift, when Disney Resort hotel bookings open for stays in 2022, we will no longer offer Disney's Magical Express service for airport transportation, starting with arrivals January 1st, 2022. We will continue to operate this service for new and existing reservations made at Disney Resort hotels for arrivals throughout 2021. Additionally, complimentary transportation options such as buses, monorails, and the Skyliner will continue to be available within Walt Disney World Resort for Disney Resort hotel guests, including to and from all theme parks. So, yeah, it's no more in 2022.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that, Jared?
I'm a little confused. I wasn't, you know, when that happened, I was like, okay. They didn't have any following announcements. And some people in the group, I know Dave and somebody else had brought it up, that there's a new train that's going to be going from MCO to Disney Springs, and it could mm-hmm. just be that. But when I looked at the timeline, it doesn't match up exactly. I think the train's going in, they're going to be completed like in 2023, I think.
That's what it says. Yeah.
I mean, I think ultimately it would make sense if they're like, just take the train, it goes to Disney Springs, and then at Disney Springs, there's basically like an, you know, My Magical Express set up there, and then Disney buses would then take you to your resort, which would be cheaper for Disney, and it would still be, you know, granted, the train isn't necessarily Disney, but it'd be something that would take you there. I don't know. I feel like there's something else behind this. It just feels, I know there's a lot of people that are just very confused by it. I mean, there's a lot of people that rely directly on this, and like we mm-hmm. were talking about, especially with little kids.
Yes. This would, if we weren't locals, this would very much affect us.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. Ryan, you know, Club 32 said Magical Express was awesome with kids. We didn't have to rent a car or pay for parking. We also used the luggage service, which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that feel that way. Like, and it just seems like there's a lot of perks that are just being taken away more and more and more.
And, you know, he mentioned the luggage service. You know, Disney is actually currently not doing the luggage service. And I do want to bring this up because this is something that was kind of laid out. I forgot where I had seen this, but this may help people to kind of realize the process of thinking for Disney, maybe. So the Magical Express was done completely third party. So it was Mears that did the bus service, and it was Bags, Inc. that did the luggage service.
Okay.
So whenever everything shut down last year and then it reopened in July, Bags Inc., no more. Can't use them anymore. They like let go all their employees. They just were just, you know, travel went down. So did
right.
they. So, you know, Disney just was like, okay, we're not doing bags. You have to pick up your own bags, but we're still doing mirrors. So already they were missing that portion. And then, you know, I don't know if this for sure, but this is what people are saying. Like, Mears basically said, okay, we're going to re-up our contract with you, but we want more money.
That's what I was going to bring up.
And Disney was like, no thanks.
I could see that being a scenario, and maybe they're going to do something else. They just haven't announced it yet. I'm just surprised. Something like this, if they had something else planned, which I'm assuming they do, why would they not announce it when they announce this, unless they're just trying to get in front of it, unless it was just like, well, Mears is going to say something and we don't. So that very well could be the case.
I think they're getting ready to release. Well, I don't know though. It's every year is different because with COVID and everything, but I think they want people to be ready for Noah Magical Express because they might open up bookings for 2022 earlier than they usually do. And if you do that, you have to let people know that that's not available.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know, I mean, maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, it's just one more thing that's taken away from Disney Resort guests.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about this maybe before, like, you know, being a resort guest used to have like this perk and this perk and this perk. And it was just, you saved money or, you know, it was worth it to stay on property versus staying off property. Well, we're having a hard time thinking about what are the benefits besides being in the Disney bubble of staying on property and like maybe like location.
That's, right.
Like I'm having a hard time.
Yeah. Well, got another news story. There was something sort of added or replaced, if you want to call it that. But
yeah.
I mean, this seems, you know, for sure. Like first thing I saw, it was like cost cutting. And I've talked about before, like COVID is going to give Disney and a lot of companies cover to do a lot of cuts that they want, perhaps they changes and stuff they want to do for a while, but they kind of have cover of COVID. This seems like it could be one of those.
Yeah.
So it's, we'll see. I feel like there's more to this that will come out. I would be surprised if this was just it. They just say no more Magical Express, and then you're on your own. You come to Disney. Someone put a meme that was shown to Mickey, and just like walk. It's like I don't know. I would be surprised if there's nothing else, if there's no other, like, even if it's now, this very well could lead into some sort of paid shuttle service from Disney. I could completely see that. You know, or maybe they're, you know, they have something temporarily until that train is done. You know, we'll see.
I mean, it didn't even start until 2005. So,
right.
So it's not that old of a program anyway, but a lot of people came to rely on it.
And it could have been Mears too, thinking they know that this train's going to be there, and they very well could have just been like trying to get more money for this next 1 to 2 years in Disney. And they kind of, maybe they just figured Disney would just pay it, and you know, maybe they overplayed their hand. I don't know. Depends on how much more they're asking. I don't know how much that contract was worth.
No idea.
So yeah, we'll see. I think that one's to be, I wouldn't be surprised if next week or more than likely tomorrow, there's more news that comes out about that, but
to be continued, ..
Right. There's more to this would be my guess, but
yeah,
we shall see. Next one we've got is, this is the other piece I was talking about, is early theme park entry is coming later in 2021.
Okay. So same Disney Parks blog article that came out including this information. So they basically said, we know how much guests enjoy extra park time, so coming later this year as part of our 50th anniversary celebration, Disney Resort hotel guests and guests of other select hotels, i.e. Good Neighbor hotels, will be able to enjoy more fun with 30-minute early entry to any theme park every day. It will be a great way to get a jump start on your Disney day no matter the day. As a reminder, the extra magic hours benefit was suspended when Walt Disney World Resort opened last summer. And as we continue to manage attendance with health and safety top of mind, extra magic hours will not return. The new early theme park entry benefit helps us better spread visitation across all 4 theme parks while providing added flexibility by giving guests extra early park time on each day of their vacation and in the park of their choosing. Please note that guests need valid admission, park reservation, blah, blah, blah. So, no extra magic hours, but you can get into the park 30 minutes extra, whatever park you want, every day.
Why not an hour? That's the first thing I thought of. Universal does an hour.
They do an hour.
And then it's also going to Good Neighbor. Like you just talked about, it's harder to see the perks of staying on property.
I can see them extending it to an hour. I think this announcement maybe is testing to see like what people thought about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes an hour.
Yeah. I it's interesting. I mean, like, it's just one more hour and it's just for hotel guests. Like the majority of people right now traveling to Disney World are locals.
Right.
They're within the state or the surrounding states. They're driving in. Sometimes they're not staying in, you know, the Disney hotels. And the Disney hotels are very much at not operating at normal capacity. They're not full at all. So, you know, it's an added benefit. But again, 30 minutes is not much time to do anything.
It's
enough time to get in the park, ride, you know, get in line, ride one ride, and then you maybe another one, maybe.
It's kind of like giving you a fast pass.
Just an extra fast pass.
Well, I mean, because it's like, you know, we've done the early morning magic where you paid for it.
Yes.
Where you could get there and ride a bunch of stuff, but that was a very limited amount of people and it was a paid event. So essentially you could get in there, ride something and get in line for something else and then everybody else comes in. But if it's open to all hotel guests in the area, again, I don't know how much of an advantage you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I agree with Jill. I love the evening extra magic hours.
Yep.
But I think what's going to happen with that is those are going to, I think this paid year we see extra or
after hours
events, excuse me. That will come back and then that's just going to replace extra magic hours in the evenings. And I think that you're just going to start seeing more of these things that used to be free are now going to be a paid perk. You know, if this was extended to an hour, you know, and then it comes down to Do they do other things? This is the first thing we've seen in a bit where it's like hotel guests are getting this perk. I'm wondering about fast passes. I'm wondering if maybe now if you got fast passes as a perk to staying on property, that's a big perk to staying on property.
So can I share something that I looked up about perks of staying on property?
Sure.
Real quick. Okay, so I looked at the perks of staying on Disney property in 2017, and I compared it to what we know will be in place in 2022 as of right now. Okay, so in 2017, you had Magical Express, FastPass reservations 60 days out, free hotel parking, free Disney transportation, extra magic hours, and complimentary magic bands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there may be one or two in there I'm missing, but those are the major ones. Okay, 2022, no Magical Express. Number two, no fast passes. You have to have park reservations, but those are not the
at
same
least
thing.
As of now.
This is what we know as of now. Hotel parking is between $15 and $25 per night, unless you're a DVC member. There's still free Disney transportation. There's now early theme park entry instead of extra magic hours, and now you have to pay for magic bands. So in 3 years, or by the time 4 years, I guess, or more, they have very much stripped the perks of staying on site.
Yeah. I mean, you do have Skyliner.
That's it. Yeah.
That's
they did
there.
Have that. But,
which
that,
is a,
but
which
that's
is part
not
of
really.
The transportation. No, I agree. It's just part of the transportation. But yeah, it definitely, I mean, it's for staying on. Obviously, staying at Disney property is a premium. It's not cheap.
Right.
I feel like I'm looking at the chat right now in Club 32. I feel like most people agree they need to do more to offer more to stay. I mean, because again, like people are paying a lot to stay there. And obviously, Disney resorts are great. And we love staying on Disney property. It is, you know, staying at Disney. And I've talked about before when I went as a kid, we never stayed on property. I mean, we would stay at like Motel Sixes or whatever was cheapest. So when we stay on property the first time, it does, to me, like, it makes your trip better because you're in the bubble. Obviously, Disney's service and their hotels are great. But at the end of the day, too, Universal's doing a really good job with their resorts. I mean, we talked about we stayed at Dockside and Surfside, and you can stay within essentially, they call it a two-bedroom, but a one-bedroom, you know, room for $1,520 a night. That's... You know, it's a little bit of a drive to Disney, but that would save you a lot of money compared to staying on Disney property. So, and someone said, and we like Wyndham Bonnet Creek, which we've stayed at, it's been a couple of years, but that's basically that's the most on Disney property you'll get without being a Disney hotel. I mean, it's down the street from Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that. I don't know. I feel like I should do more. I'll be curious to see once. Obviously, we got park hopping back. Yeah. How do fast passes get reintroduced? Do they become a paid option? Do they become? I could, you know, I don't think there would be as much of an uproar if it was like, okay, hotel guests get fast passes or they get more fast passes or something like that. But we'll see.
Yes, we will see. Right now, it is very much everything's up in the air. Yeah.
I mean, I think right now they know they've got cover with COVID a bit. And so it's just going to be, you know, as long as they can kind of do that, they're going to use that. You know, I remember whenever all this happened, talking to travel agents and people that were willing to talk about it, they said, you know, Disney's wanting to make a lot of changes. So I don't know if those changes are done. Obviously, they don't seem to be done. So
I don't think so.
We will see. So, yep. All right. Well, now we got some news bits before we get into talking about our, what we got. We got a poll time.
Mm-hmm. We also have a rumor.
We do have a rumor. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get into Festival of the Arts review. So news bits here. Spice Road Table has new small plates options as of today.
Yep. I'll put the menu on the show notes if you guys want to look at it. But some nice options. Not too expensive.
Yeah.
Look at stuff. So if you like Spice Road Table, check that out.
Yes. And the walls have come down in front of the Ratatouille entrance.
Yeah. So the hedges are still around, so you can't walk through the area where Ratatouille is, but they've taken down the actual construction walls, which is exciting.
It's promising.
I don't know if that means anything. They did the Festival of the Arts media event this past Tuesday. So maybe that was for that, so they could get closer.
I mean, I feel like Ratatouille, it's essentially been almost or done for a while. Like, it's got to open in 2021, surely.
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it for sure will. We just don't know when. I'm guessing it'll open around when.
My guess is they save it for the 50th.
You think they'll save it that long? I don't think so. I think it's coming earlier.
I hope so.
No. Because they're sprucing it up around there. Like flowers and stuff. I think it'll open sooner than that. Way sooner.
Do you think spring? Or sooner than spring?
I'll say around Flower and Garden.
Okay.
I'll say around there.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Some new dividers have been added to the monorails to double capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about a little bit of... This is weird. A lot of this stuff is a little bit of health theater. Wanting people to feel safer and stuff like right. that. Maybe what they're doing. So, I don't know. I don't know on that one. Let's see here. October 1st, 2021 is now booked for all ticket categories for park reservations, which yes. is the 50th.
That is the actual 50th anniversary of Magic Kingdom. And we, over the weekend, renewed our annual passes because they were expiring in March. So we renewed them for another year. And we did it 60 days early, which was like the earliest day we could do it. And I was like, okay, we got to renew them because I'm afraid reservations for the 50th are going to be gone by the time we get them. So we got them on Sunday. I made the park reservations on Monday. And then by Tuesday, they were all gone. So I did it right under the wire.
Which it could, capacity could be increased before then. But we got under the radar. We got under the wire.
And also, along with this, they did open up availability for every ticket category in every park up until then.
Right.
From now until then. So everything is green.
Yeah.
Up until then, which is interesting. I don't know. I just said they move like availability around. I don't know. Probably. Anyway.
I'm sure there'll be more increase there.
Sure.
In some sad news, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom is officially ending, with the last day being January 24th, and no replacement activity was shared.
Yeah.
This is one we were talking about. This is weird to me. Like, why? This doesn't cost you anything.
I don't know. They're just doing something new. If they're doing something new, okay, fine.
Well, and this goes back to the Magical Express. I believe they'll probably do something new, but why not just, when you announce this, why don't you just announce what's coming too? It just seems like more things are being taken away. Uh-huh. Especially in a given, you know, I know a lot of the kids of certain ages enjoyed this. And again, it doesn't cost, you know, it doesn't take them any manpower to do this. It's just something that runs all the time. It's sort of like the wands over in Universal. It's like it doesn't, you know.
Oh, the when you
yeah, like the interactive stuff. So yeah. I hope and would assume something's coming, but yeah. I don't know.
This was announced before we got to Magic Kingdom on what day were we there? Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was announced the day before, and then so we got to Magic Kingdom, and there were quite a few people doing it.
Yeah.
Like, there were lines to do the thing in the window and all that.
You know, we were actually talking about before it was going to get shut down. Like, our daughter would probably... She's getting to the age where she would start maybe enjoying this. Like, maybe another
she's
year.
She's a little young. Yeah.
Maybe, but, yeah. So, it's... I hope something else is coming in.
Yeah,
I would assume it would be, but
yeah,
we'll see. And last one here we've got is The Soul of Jazz, An American Adventure, is coming over to Epcot.
That's The Soul of Yaz.
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 The Yaz flute.
So, guests will be able to explore the colorful and surprising history of jazz music through a new exhibit coming to American Adventure. Guests will join Joe Gardner, the star of Pixar's Soul, in the exhibit. The exhibit will take guests into New Orleans, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and Puerto Rico. It's supposed to open in February.
I still have not seen that movie, so...
I haven't either. I haven't either. We've been really busy.
Been a lot of...
We've been so busy.
We try and watch different movies, but the kids have been fairly stuck on Tangled and Wreck-It Ralph lately.
Yeah. We're going to finally have a date night, a first date night since, like, I don't even know when. It's been a couple weeks.
But I think it's it may just be at the house. But you know what?
That's what I meant. That's totally what I meant.
Yeah. We'll just hang out in the, we'll go upstairs and it's like we have our own, I can't think of the name of it. Not bed and breakfast, but Airbnb.
Oh, gosh.
My brain sometimes just goes on strike.
Yeah.
Just like that word you select. No. Anyways. And like we said, we do have a rumor.
Yeah.
And the rumor is potentially that Fantasmic might be coming back soon.
Yeah, and this, you guys, if you guys listen to Disney Dish with Jim Hill, he knows a lot of information, that guy, and he said that given the fact that Harmonious will be the only nighttime show, like, at any of the parks, that's probably not a good thing.
Right.
Just having one park, you know. So I think they'll bring it. He said they'll bring it back. And, like, they're only going to fill the stadium, you know, 3,500 people instead of 10,000 like it was before. There's a lot of just logistics that go into that. But I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't, except for if it just comes to the fact of people, like, leaving. Like, the hordes of crowds leaving the park. Like, crowd control. Maybe that's what they're concerned about.
But you could exit row. I mean, you could do... I mean, like, the Frozen show, they exit those rows, like, row by row. I mean, you could do stuff like that. I mean, there's ways to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. But, like, it's just weird not having any nighttime entertainment.
Yeah. It's got a weird... Yeah, because especially, like, Magic Kingdom, you're used to, like, fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Well, before they didn't really have fireworks. And then they had fireworks a couple of days a week, and then it was every single day. And now it's nothing, and you're just like, wow. I'm really, really feeling the emptiness of no fireworks.
Yeah. At what day... Before, what were they on? When did they do fireworks back in the day? Like, when it wasn't every night?
Friday. I know for sure it was, like, always... Or usually Friday. Tuesday, Friday, Saturday or something.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
I wonder if they go back to that. Like, they just don't do it every single night. They'll just do it occasional nights or something.
They'll have a lot more people there on the night they do it, but yeah.
Maybe they do a surprise. Like a flash mob.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if you're at Magic Kingdom? They're like, surprise! Big fireworks show starting in 10 minutes. I would freak out.
That would
freak out.
I doubt they do that. That could cause a little bit of
hysteria.
People running to the front of the park.
Yeah.
All right. Jamie has a poll time.
I do a poll time. So I...
No poll time music?
Poll time. There you go.
Right I know.
There.
If you didn't do that, there would have been people that were...
Sorry.
Angry.
They would have been revolting. Yes. So...
Well, they were doing that. Okay.
So I asked the question in the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group, as I always do, and it was about Magical Express. I wanted to know how it was going to affect everybody in the group, or like kind of the makeup of the people in the group and how much they use it and all that stuff. So I basically asked, how is Magical Express going to affect you being gone? And out of all the people that responded, 66% said they love it, then they won't miss it.
Yeah.
18% said, nope, don't care, never used it. And then 10% said used it sometimes, and they're just kind of indifferent. So of the people that polled, 76% have used it.
Yeah.
Which is a big number, which I is kind of expected. And there was a smaller percentage here and there of people that haven't used it yet but want to. And
right. Well, I imagine most
always
of the,
use Uber or Lyft.
I would imagine most of the people that would this impacts heavily, like we talked about before, is people with families.
Families.
If you're, you know, if you're on your own, it's you could go grab an Uber, go do something like that. I mean, it's not as difficult, but
the car seat thing.
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to Disney's like a place for families, and then you have this sort of dilemma here now where it's like it's, you know, especially if you got car seats, you got little kids, stuff like yeah. that, you got to figure that out. So I still surely Disney's going to have some sort of, even if it's a short-term solution. I know somebody said, does Disney start their own shuttle service? I mean, they could, I suppose.
They could. Is that cost effective though? Like,
I guess it would just depend on what Mears was charging versus, yeah. I mean, they already obviously have buses, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those where it maybe it does make more sense for them to just do it themselves.
I don't know.
Or maybe they just do an upcharge. I mean, it could be something too where it's a slight upcharge to use it.
Yeah.
I'm sure people would pay. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people.
There'll be a charge.
Even if, yeah, even if, you know, it's going to sort of grind your gears a bit to it was free, then we'd pay. I'm sure a lot of people would still do it just because
yeah,
it's easier.
Yep. I'm sure. But yeah, everybody, thank you for participating in the poll. It was nice to get everybody's opinions. So,
yes, on a hot button issue.
Hot button.
Hot topic issue. well, before we get into our Festival of the Arts chat, just want to remind everybody to go get some, if you would like to enjoy, you know, continuing this episode with delicious coffee, go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CAPTURE15. And you'll save 15% off every single order that you place. They've got great coffee. Like, it's the coffee people ask all the time, like, do you actually drink it? Like, I do. I exclusively drink Expedition.
Every day. Mm-hmm.
It's true. So, yeah, it's good coffee, good people, and obviously it's Disney-inspired. So, you can – it even has some Universal stuff, some Harry Potter things. So
yeah.
If you like the Potter, you can get those as well. So
you like the Potter?
The Potter.
All right.
I don't know what to think. Go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CAPTURE15. So, all right. Well, let's talk about Festival of the Arts.
Okay.
If I can get this to pull up. There we go. Okay. We were there on Friday.
We were there on Friday, opening day,
mm-hmm.
January 8th. It does run until February 22nd.
So it's one of the shorter festivals.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be mad if this one got extended.
Is it the shortest one? I think Festival of the Holidays is shorter.
Festival of the Holidays is probably shorter.
It only lasts like barely a month.
Yeah, probably. Well, it probably depends on where Thanksgiving falls.
Uh-huh. But this lasts 6-ish weeks, I think. A little over that, 7 weeks maybe. Yeah, so this is the fifth year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fifth year of the festival.
Well, in the first year, I believe it was only the weekends.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct, and yes. They expanded it. Very popular, more popular now. I think people are realizing how amazing it is.
Yeah.
I have not been, you know, quiet about this. It is my favorite festival of all the festivals. Mostly because I think the food is better. And I think it's just more aesthetically pleasing.
It's more
beautiful.
The food's more inventive.
Food is more interesting, at least to me. And it takes place in a time of year that's not the surface of the sun.
It's a very big perk.
So
even if
that is nice.
Even if it's a little, like it's weird, not weird, but in Florida, like if the sun's out, you're not bad. Like the same day, because it was kind of gusty.
It can get chilly, yeah.
Yeah, so you would find yourself being like, I'm a little warm. And then like 5 minutes later, you'd be like, I'm kind of cold. Like the wind, if the sun goes behind the clouds, it you know, obviously gets a little cooler. But it's better than just having 1,000% humidity. So
that's true. That's true.
So for that too, yeah.
And, you know, the crowds weren't bad when we were there.
No, they weren't bad. They really weren't. Obviously, it got, and we kind of knew this, like once the afternoon hit, especially because locals are coming in, it started getting a lot busier after like, say, 2 o'clock.
And the hoppers.
Well, you got the hoppers coming over, yeah. So, and as most festivals go, if you can get there write a rope drop, you're going to have the lowest amount of crowds.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Yep. And, you know, compared to other, to different years of the festival, the first day of the festival, not very many people at all. So
it was kind of nice. January is typically it's a slower time of year traditionally anyways. Plus you've got COVID. So I wasn't really surprised. I'm sure during the week, this festival will be pretty sparse. And then the weekends with locals coming in will probably be, you know, I would assume a Saturday, like Friday, Saturday night would be pretty busy.
Yeah.
If I were to guess. We didn't stay to know that, but.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, so we did. Well, right off the bat, we had to go ride Nemo first.
For the children.
So we did that. That was very important. Yeah. We rode Nemo. Frozen was down all day.
All day.
So that one didn't happen.
Sorry.
And then after that, we kind of just did all the food for the most part.
We did. We did some food.
We didn't do all of them, which we will go back and do some more here. But the first one we hit was the deconstructed dish. So if you're unaware of this one, this is where they basically take food items and then it's deconstructed. So we got Reuben sandwich.
That is correct.
And it's just it's in pieces.
It's a deconstructed Reuben. It's rye, popover, corned beef. I don't know that word. Panna cotta, and brined Brussels sprouts with broken Thousand Island dressing. That's $6.75. We've had this before. We had this last year, the year before, I believe. So delicious.
It is really good.
It's very good. It's very pretty. It's like they use a lot of purple, purples and reds.
Yes.
In the dish, but the corned beef is flavorful. I don't like Brussels sprouts, so I didn't have those.
I'm not gonna lie. I threw them at a bird.
Oh.
No, I didn't really do that.
Great.
I don't like Brussels sprouts. So.
And it's so funny because I like to take my food apart anyway. So I'm a deconstructed dish girl.
You do this.
Yes. So the fact that it's you know, it's put together in a different way than you would usually have it is very appealing to me.
You should watch her eat pizza. Hey, you enjoy your food how you like it. I remember when we were dating.
Toppings. You eat the toppings first and the cheese.
Together. It's so good. I remember we were dating and I was like, what are you doing? You're like, this is how I eat my food. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, cheeseburgers. You eat the outside of the cheeseburger. Then you take it apart and you eat the breads first. And then you save the meat for last because it's my favorite part.
So you like it separate, but not like all together.
McDonald's chicken nuggets. You take one bite of the chicken nugget, then unwrap all the breading, eat that first, and then the chicken nugget. Gosh. Do you want to? I can keep going.
I know. I've seen.
Yeah. I'm not kidding when I say deconstruct
it. No, it's yeah. You do if you had a food choice. Like I feel like I'm surprised you haven't gone to restaurants and ordered your food like. Order something, but like, can I get that deconstructed as well?
Excuse me. What it comes down to, I don't mean to go on a tangent here, but this is what's happening.
No, I feel like the people need to know.
I don't like when it comes to like sandwiches, I don't like tasting all different flavors like smushed together. I like experiencing different flavors separately.
Which is funny because I enjoy all my food together.
You make casseroles for everything. Like, like when you go to Japanese restaurants, it's rice, noodles, chicken, sauce, vegetable, all of it just together in a heap, and it makes me angry.
That's how you eat it.
I know, so we're so different.
Mashed potatoes anyway. With steak combined.
To be fair, I started doing this as a child. It didn't start when I was an adult. I just kind of continued it on.
You know what? It's unique. It's you.
It's okay.
It's just funny because they deconstructed it. I was like, oh, this is Jamie's favorite booth.
It is. But yeah, so the Reuben is what we had. It was delicious, and we'll probably get it not again this year maybe, but next year for sure.
It reminds me, I need to make a Reuben at home. My mom, my family used to have Reubens all the time at home. They're really good. I just haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Need to do that.
Yeah.
All right, the next booth we went to was over in France. And
or Francais.
Francais.
L'art de la cuisine française is what it's called.
That's what I was going to say, but you said it first. And what do we have over there?
We had the crème de brie and petit pain. That's the warm, creamy brie in a house-made bread bowl. It's $8. It's worth every penny.
This is amazing.
I love this dish. I talk about it all the time. This is not the first time I've talked about this dish.
I could use that brie on so many things. It's so good.
And I don't like cheese.
I don't I'm not a big cheese person either. So
it tastes so good. And it's like a thicker, I mean it's brie, but like it's a thicker than like a normal like cheese soup.
It looks like a soup, but it's got more of a consistency of a very thick like
gravy.
It's even thicker than gravy, but more like a gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so delicious, you guys. You don't need anything else. Just, you know, you have the bread bowl and it is not very big. I would say the bread bowl is about as wide as your hand, your palm, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's not huge, but.
No, it's not big at all, but it's delicious.
I think you could do is go get a meat dish and then dip that in the cheese and those together, I imagine would be.
That would be delicious.
Pretty amazing.
That would be really good. Yeah. But yeah, so we got it last year, we got it again this year, and I just don't even know. I mean, the cheese is just, it's just very good. It's just very good.
It is. Again, I don't know.
It's not too strong.
I don't know a lot about cheeses. If it's melted, I'm in. I like it.
If it's melted, I'm in.
I'm more in than I'm not big. Like, if you bring like a cold cheese plate, that's not really my thing.
Not a charcuterie guy.
I mean, I'll eat the meats.
Right.
But usually not the cheeses. Yeah, I'm not. Okay. I'm not really big. I'm not fancy like that. But okay. But no, this one's very good. Very, very good.
I agree.
What's the next one we had was Vivido?
The Vibrante and Vivido.
Okay.
It's the new booth that is between France and Morocco.
Yes.
Where Brazil usually is for the other ones. It is it's supposed to be inspired by the art of Mary Blair, who is the artist that signed Small World.
Yes.
Okay. Just so you know.
She's responsible.
She's responsible for this.
So. It's not, well, the song's not her fault. Right. The artwork's fine.
So we actually, in the course of the day we were there, we got all of the dishes and drinks from this booth except for one. So I'll just go through those real quick. We got the chilled seafood cocktail with octopus, scallops, shrimp, black garlic aioli, tomato coconut sauce, and serrano lime oil for $8.50. Let's go ahead and start with that one. Okay, so we went live in Club 32.
We did.
And I knew what was in it. But when we looked at the dish and all the seafood, we see octopus. Now, Jared and I both had never had octopus before, but we tried it.
We did. I've had fried octopus.
Okay. Well, you're talking about calamari?
Yeah, but I've had fried
octopus. It's like squid.
Right.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
But I've had fried octopus. I've never had it just cold and raw, basically.
And purple. It was purple.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So not a fan, right?
Well, no.
It's too chewy. It was very chewy.
It was very chewy. And as I was chewing it, one of the suckers like sucked onto my tongue and the texture, I wasn't remotely close to getting sick. It was not good. I didn't enjoy it. I got it down, but it was just, very chewy. Again, when it comes to seafood, I'm not big on seafood, but especially cold seafood. Like the shrimp was good too, but for the most part, when it comes to seafood, your typical probably Midwest. I like it fried. If it's fried, it's probably something I can do. But
you are Midwest.
In that way, yeah.
Personally, so the octopus was fine. It was chewy, but it wasn't. It wasn't have a lot of flavor. It wasn't very flavorful.
It just at the very end, it had that I don't know, that typical, like, it's the same thing with salmon. It just tasted like fishy type thing at the end.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Right.
It's from the sea.
I get it.
But the scallops and shrimp are really good, actually. And I did dip it in the aioli. The lime oil was a little, it was kind of like it was more dull than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I was thinking something more limey flavor. But the aioli was really good. And the coconut sauce, which you couldn't really taste the coconut that much because it's all kind of mixed together once you get the dish. It was really good. Now it was $8.50 and you basically get two pieces of each of those things.
Yeah.
Two shrimp, two scallops, and two octopus for $8.50. So you can kind of judge if it's worth it or not.
If you like seafood,
you'd like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Now the scallops I liked. I do like the way Disney does scallops.
They're good.
So the scallops were good.
Yeah. We also got the blue corn pupusa stuffed with cheese and topped with shredded pork, gayo, and arbol chili sauce, cabbage slaw, and aji amarillo crema. Okay, it's $6.50. This was the it's basically shredded pork. the was Liam, Courtney's son.
Yeah,
he had it, mm-hmm. And he said it was really good, but it wasn't his favorite.
So it's a little add a little bit of a kick to it at the end.
Yeah,
it was I tried a little bit. It did have a little bit of a kick to it.
Yeah,
but wasn't really expecting that. But it was good though. It was flavorful.
Yeah, was it better than the seafood?
Well, to me, yeah.
For the shredded pork.
Yeah. I enjoyed it more than the octopus. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Okay. And then we also, let's see. There is a passion fruit mousse that we did not try. It's the really pretty pink.
It looked very pretty.
It looked very pretty, yeah. But we didn't get that one this time. But I had a passion fruit daiquiri, which was very good.
Mm-hmm.
It was very good. I mean, it's not very big. It's $14. Not a big glass. But I do like my frozen drinks, so I was happy with it. Very fruity, very delicious.
Yeah. You're finding what you like in the alcohol world.
I am. I'm finding my niche.
You're like the Marshall from How I Met Your Mother. Remember, he always liked the fruity drinks.
He did. Yeah.
Which is fine. You know it.
Wait, was that him or no? It was Ted.
I thought it was Marshall.
Wasn't it Ted?
I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
And then Courtney had the frozen pina colada. She said it was good. And then I think Liam had the fruit smoothie, which he also said was good. Again, very fruity. A lot of fruits in this booth, like fruity flavors.
Yeah.
A lot of dragon fruit, a lot of mango, orangey, pineapple flavors.
Mango chutney.
No chutney.
I don't think that was there. Yeah. I just want to say that.
But the smoothie was only $4.50, so it was really cheap. But the alcohol was more expensive. So actually, this booth I was very happy with.
Yeah.
Brand new to the festival this year, and you know, we enjoyed all of it. So maybe I'll try the dragon fruit jam on the mousse thing next time.
We can definitely try. Yeah. As the new booth goes, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Got some different dishes. So yep. Next one we had over in Japan.
Yep.
Now I didn't. I did have one of the drinks here, but this is the point where I was trying to get Baby Thorn to take a nap. So that was I was doing pacing. I was going back and forth on the stroller at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I have nothing to input on any of this.
Okay,
here.
Courtney got the sushi donut, donut shaped sushi featuring salmon, tuna, shrimp, cucumber, and sesame seed, over a decorated plate of wasabi, aioli, sriracha, and eel sauce. I don't eat sushi anymore, so I did not have this. However, I haven't had it in the past, and I remembered that it is good. How's that?
Yeah, it's good. It's been good in the past.
Yeah.
I would have had it, but yeah.
It's pretty good size, too. I mean, like, it's the size of, like, a donut. Like, mm-hmm. like an actual donut.
Yeah.
And then I had the pink snow, which is sake, peach schnapps. Is it schnapps or snaps?
I've heard it both. I think it's schnapps, but...
Okay.
I hear it both ways.
Okay. Cranberry juice and Calpico dusted with snowflake confetti. It's actually pretty good. I like the peach flavor. I'm not going to lie.
It was very sweet.
It was very sweet. Yeah. Again, I like sweet drinks.
Yes. Yes. It was. And it had little like the, I don't know what they were. It had little pieces of like snowflakes on top
of it.
Yeah,
it was the confetti stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, it was $8.50 and it was in a pretty small glass. So it wasn't bad though. It wasn't bad. I don't know if I get it again, but I'm glad I tried it to know that like what my flavors are. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yep.
And then we did. I know we talked about it on the show, and I wanted to get it, but we went over to the funnel cake stand over by America and got the red velvet funnel cake.
That's literally what it was called.
Yes, that's the name of it. No fancy name. It did have some frosting on top, and they put some like rainbow glitter on it. This one was very good.
Yep. Red velvet funnel cake topped with cream cheese icing and pixie dust.
Yeah. It's a little smaller than I would have. Well, I mean, I may be used to like when we go, like if you go to Silver Dollar City, if anybody's ever been there, I mean, the funnel cakes you get there are like the size of the whole plate. This one was a little smaller than the plate, but it was very good, very crispy, very flavorful. I will say this, much better than the funnel cake that we had over at Universal a few weeks ago, which was, kind of, even though it was freshly made, it was
gross.
It was not good. It wasn't crispy. No. It was almost stale. But it was just it was fresh made in front of us. I don't know how that happens, but this was very good.
It was very good, and like the actual funnel cake wasn't super sweet. The cream cheese frosting was very sweet. So like it kind of brought that out. But and it's real pretty.
It is pretty.
Very Instagrammable. So $9.50 for that one.
They had one that was like $12.50 that was a, it was like ice cream and cookies and like cookies and cream, ice cream and something else. And
oh dang.
I was like, well, I saw it, but I was like, I don't really feel like
dying of a sugar.
I don't really feel like diabetes right off the bat. So might try that one. And the one reason I got this, I always say funnel cakes are one of those things like it's easier to split with people. Because I don't think I've ever eaten a funnel cake on my own all the way through because I just don't, I just never can do it.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Just,
it's a lot of sweets.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then this is the point of the day where basically we cut it short just because the kids were, they were not having it. They weren't feeling it. So we went back to the room. And
but we did get to see the Jameters.
We did see the Jameters.
Which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And they're in Canada.
They are. They're really good.
They're very loud.
They are very loud.
Yeah.
But they're talented. I mean, I enjoy them more. They've got the similar thing over at Universal with those construction guys that kind of do their little, I guess, version of Stomp, which is kind of what all these are. But no, it was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good show.
Very, very entertaining. They look like they were really into it too. So
yeah.
And then our daughter was doing the brush with the Masters thing.
Yes.
Figment's thing is the Figment scavenger hunt. We had a little trouble with Canada. We're going to have to fix that. But we only got UK, France, and Morocco so far before she was just like, I want to take a nap. So
yeah.
So we didn't get to finish it, but we'll continue it next time.
We will continue it.
But it's actually kind of fun because it's not, unless you know where they are, you might be looking for a little bit. You know?
Well, yeah. It's a little bit more difficult than the one with Olaf.
That was there, but because you're looking for like a painting or some kind of or some kind of art with Figment
right
in it.
Well, and I think probably our daughter, she really loves Olaf, so she guess is she didn't really have as much interest in this because it was just paintings.
But it was a purple dragon. Who?
True.
She was like, oh, I like purple dragons. I'm like, great. Yeah.
She does. Okay. She does enjoy. You know, there's an objective, go complete the objective sort of thing. But yeah, she lost interest after the first.
But it's the sticker thing. When you find it and you put the sticker on the place.
What are you talking about?
That is like
she only
her
has
jam.
Thousands of stickers.
She loves stickers.
If there's if a kid had interest, it would be hers. Would be stickers. She loves stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so do I. So.
On everything.
Yeah.
You guys both. Yeah, you guys came back from the store. Jamie had stickers, and our daughter had stickers.
My stickers were for my happy planner.
Sure, they
were. And then we also did the living art.
Yeah, those are always fun.
We did the one. We didn't have a lot of time, but we did the one in Italy that basically combined the screaming man. I forgot what it's actually called, where he's like holding his face and screaming.
Yeah, can't remember what that one's
and
called.
And Mona Lisa, like they're like together. So we did that one, which is kind of fun.
I didn't see any PhotoPass photographers.
There was not one there. There was not one in the one.
And they might be there when it's busier, maybe. But I didn't see. Usually in past years, there's always been one.
I really didn't think there would be either. Yeah. I didn't think they would have them this year.
Yeah.
With COVID and everything, but so we'll do more of those. And we need to go into the festival show place. We didn't get to do that.
Yeah.
I briefly got to see the works of art that were in the UK. Area back there by the hedges, kind of displayed in little.
Those were pretty cool.
Yeah, those are usually by the meet and greets, but they don't have that this year,
right?
And then we did get to see the Froze. No, we got to see the Mickey Mouse and Friends cavalcade.
Yeah,
saw that once. Yeah. Let's see. I'm not sure. I don't think we. Oh, there's the walk, the colorful walk. Of cuisine or whatever what it's called, where you get the festival booklet and you get the dishes and they give you the stamp,
right?
And then you get the prize at the end. We didn't start that one yet, but that
actually,
is on our
we didn't
list.
Do the color wall either.
We didn't do the paint by numbers mural. No, we didn't.
We'll have to do that next time too.
There's a lot of things we didn't
because our daughter
to
will freak out of that. She would love to do that.
Yeah,
I did check out. There was I always do love the Star Wars booths at the Festival of the Arts.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about the art.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't stop and look at a lot of it. There were some decent lines for that. Some of the artists were there.
Yes.
There was a Japanese guy over by America that was painting. He's out doing his thing. So I don't know. I love watching people paint.
Yep. You can watch them paint in the festival show place.
Yeah.
They're actually doing it
like
live.
I could sit there. Like, I remember as a kid, I mean, obviously everybody watched like Bob Ross, but I could just sit there because like just watch it. And like obviously each person has a different style, but they had some really cool like Mando, Baby Yoda types of artwork and stuff like that. Like that was obviously pretty, pretty popular. So
they did have Animation Academy again this year where they teach you how to draw like a Disney character or something. And then we found the walls with the butterfly wings and took pictures in front of those, which is fun. Oh, and artist wise, my favorite of the festival is Ashley Taylor. She's on Instagram. She's awesome. She was there signing her art. She made this beautiful like mosaic thing of Beauty and the Beast. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It was
so pretty. Oh, yeah. I love that one. So she was good. She's right by Morocco if you guys want to take a look at her stuff. Really, really talented. So shout out to her.
Yeah, the art. I mean, honestly, the art, you could spend a whole day. I mean,
oh my gosh.
This is one of those festivals. Yes. Like, if you just want to do the food, that would almost take you a whole day. If you want to do just the art, it would almost take you a whole day. Like, and it's just, there's a lot to explore with it. But
oh, yeah. And last thing I want to talk about is the merchandise.
Yeah, what? Yeah. I mean, that wasn't a big, kind of a swing and a miss.
So,
to us, at least.
So, it's fine. The design is nice. I'm not a fan of orange and purple together, like basically what Figment is.
Right.
And that was the spirit jersey this year, is purple and orange, like tie-dye.
Yeah.
Kind of. Not appealing to me. I was like, I don't think I'm going to get that one this year. But you could tell the merchandise, the amount of merchandise scaled way down.
Well, they had so much left over from Christmas that they're probably, I don't think they really know where the demand is on
no,
merchandise at this
no.
point.
But I can tell you, based on people that I follow that were in the parks like this week, like Monday, Tuesday, it's dead.
Yeah.
Epcot is dead, especially during the day.
Yeah.
Like,
I can see that.
Oh, there's not that many people there. So, so that's why they probably just scaled it back there.
Well, and too, like Molly said, she's like, I'm not a big fan of Figment merch. Molly and Clip 32 here. I feel like Figment's kind of a niche thing, too. Like, people love Figment, and then Figment to some people is just like, they're not going to buy Figment related merchandise.
Right.
So, I feel like that's kind of, I don't know. Either you're going to love that or you're just going to kind of be like, eh.
Yeah. Also, one thing that I just learned after the festival was that there are painted like works of art, like or like characters painted on the certain buildings in the countries.
Yeah,
like I think you can find Pascal. I forgot where he is.
I'll have to look
Germany
that up
or something. But yeah, so they're all throughout the World Showcase. So keep an eye out for those.
Yeah.
So yeah. We'll return, do it again.
The fountain was open, by the way. We got to see the new fountain in front of the park.
Oh, what's it called?
I can't remember the name of it, but it looks cool. It looks really good.
Yeah, the clear one.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of it. Yes, we did get to see that one. Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah.
Nice addition.
It's smaller than I thought it was.
I thought
it was going to be bigger.
Yeah, it's not huge, but it's good. That's, you say that's what she said?
I did say that's what she said.
This is a family show, ma'am.
Sorry.
How dare you?
Sorry about that.
I was trying to think. Well, I would mention, I guess I've had it parked for a while. And we did some stuff on TikTok. So if you want to follow us on TikTok, you can. It's Capture the Magic on TikTok. But I was only mentioning it because when we were there, I was holding baby Thor and literally just did like a little quick snippet video just saying we're going to go on Nemo. And
you got the seagulls wing mine.
Yeah, it was something. But that thing at this point, I think it has like 75,000 views. I don't get it. I still don't understand the platform one bit. But that one's strange to me. So if you want to follow us there, because Jamie kind of does Instagram, so I was doing a little bit of TikTok, just playing with it. So,
which by the way, if you're not following us on Instagram, follow us on Instagram.
Jamie does a good job there.
I'm very present.
She does a lot of stories
at Cap the Magic.
Yeah, I don't. TikTok officially makes me feel kind of old.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't get some of this. Like, it's just weird. Like, I kept seeing views, and I'm like, why is this getting so many views? But whatever.
I was going to mention something else, too.
Oh,
So, Trip Tales will be on Monday, and then the Monday after that is we'll have the first episode of CTM Universal of the year.
Yes.
Just so everyone's
realizing. And we will have a distry on for Club 32 coming up soon.
Yep.
And I think this week... you got anything else you want to add about a festival?
Oh, no, just that we are going to be going back for sure separately.
Yes, we do have some. We do have some. Yeah, like some, not solo trips, but we're meeting various people and yeah. switching off with the kids a little bit. So
yeah, so we will get to experience with other people, and yeah. maybe one more time before it's over. After that, we'll see. But
yeah.
But yeah, so well, I'm excited to
I'll experience some of it with Nathaniel Bishop III, which he is very much a foodie, so I will get the... It's funny with him, because he can pick out all these flavors, and I feel like... Honestly, around Nate, I feel like a food dummy.
He's like, good.
Like,
he's
I'm good. Like, it's good.
Yeah, that's the extent. This is what Jared said. Oh, it's good, not great.
I'm the every...
It's good, not great.
I'm the everyman food reviewer.
It's good, not great.
I'm giving it to you simple.
Not great.
Yeah. I give it to you simple. That's all I can say, I suppose. So, yeah. So we'll both try a bunch more dishes and mm-hmm. yeah. Again, it's a very fun festival. Looking forward to going back. So
yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say going into talking about wrapping the show up, I suppose. In Club 32, we're gonna do a Cool Kids Kitchen, but we're gonna try because Facebook groups have this group feature. It's like a Zoom call, essentially. Mm-hmm. So kind of like a Zoom call to watch WandaVision, which mm-hmm. like I talked about in the live stream beforehand. I don't really know what it's about.
Yep.
I'm not really sure.
We're going to find out.
Maybe. So that'll be fun. So we'll do that. And then, like I said, I got Distri coming up. And then we'll do probably next week we'll do a Cool Kids Kitchen or something like that. And I'm already getting some. I think we may do the Zoom thing as well for like the Club 32 Speakeasy. Because people are wanting to try it. I've never really done it, so we'll give it a go and see what it's like. So,
okay.
But anything else you want to add?
Wonderful. Just that reading comments real quick. I want to mention Paige O'Hara. Mm-hmm. She's the voice of Belle.
Yes.
I do not think she's at the festival this year. I don't think there's anything of hers. So, just FYI.
Well, thanks a lot, Paige.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Anyway.
Just want to be sure. Yeah, if you want to check out the shirts, go to ztmshirts.com. We've got the new Rapunzel shirts and then some of the Baby Yoda and Mando hats. And obviously, if you want to join Club 32, go to ctmvip.com. You get 20% off all of the apparel, and then it helps us continue to grow the network and do upgrades on this too, like we've got right here. If you watch the video version, it looks a little different because we've set up the studio a little bit different, but it's running much smoother now. The computer, I don't hear it. So that's a plus.
I don't hear
the fan going crazy and everything lagging. So so that's good. So far, so good on that end of things. But yeah, I think that'll do it for the show. So thank you, okay. Club 32, for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jamie, for joining us as well, I suppose.
You are welcome.
You're very welcome. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.